I told you we'd be talking about this Sylvania. I don't really want to call it a controversy. Just kind of a challenge, I guess I would say, for some of the folks who have kids that are going to parochial schools, Catholic schools, up in the air, especially the elementary schools, St. Joe's, Christ the Rich King, and St. Benedict. And you know I'm fooling when I say Christ the Rich King. It's just because those people that live in that neighborhood have more money than the rest of us. And so the... no laughing. And so a couple of the folks... Who are upset about the change in plans when it comes to the busing situation in Sylvania are in a studio with me, Brett Seymour, also Nicole. Is it Vanderweil, Nicole?
Yes.
All right, excellent. Now, Nicole did not know, and I'm only saying this because her dad listens to the show. You're a bad parent. She does not know who Mick Jagger is. When I told her rule number three was use the mic like Mick Jagger, she shrugged her shoulders and looked at me with a look of like, what are you talking about? I said, Rolling Stones? Again, a shrug of the shoulders and a look at me like, what are you talking about? The woman's 20, what, 9 years old?
I'm 39, so, yeah.
You're 39?
I am.
And you don't know who the Rolling Stones are?
I mean, I've heard of them.
Get out of the studio. Just stay close to the mic, all right? Because if people want to hear your message. So the overriding message, as I understand this, and either of you can answer it, is Sylvania Public Schools, they run the buses. They've had a problem last year and this year, mainly because of the COVID situation, in having enough drivers. And I've heard this before, too, with Toledo schools and also Tarta buses also. Having enough drivers to handle all the routes. So their solution was to pick the kids up, the elementary school kids, take them to the local high school, I'm assuming Northview or Southview.
Yes.
Drop them off for a little while and then pick them up again and take them on to St. Joe's and the other schools?
Yeah, so on the 15th of June, they sent us a letter that proposed that they would pick up our students with the high school buses. So they would ride either in Northview or Southview, go to those schools and either sit on a bus or in the building. They haven't determined how that's going to work yet. For up to 30 minutes.
Okay.
And then they would get on buses with St. Joe's students, Christ the King students, St. Benedict students, and then be driven to their respective schools.
So where your kid would still be picked up from where? Your neighborhood, right?
Somewhere just like the rest of the Sylvania public school kids. They're talking about now communal bus stops where it wouldn't be, you know, within four or five houses of your house. But that's true for everybody in the transportation district. So
right. We're
not necessarily upset about that. But the other elementary schools and middle schools in Sylvania, the public schools, get picked up the same way as we do, mm-hmm. and then get driven directly to their schools.
Right.
And what we'd like for our students is for them to be treated equally, which under the Ohio Revised Code and the Attorney General of Ohio's opinion, they are required to do. Irrespective of our start times, they're required by law to provide the same transportation.
So up until this point, Nicole, and how many kids do you have in the school system right now?
I just have one. She's starting kindergarten next month.
Oh, so she's just getting going.
Yep.
Oh,
she's five.
So you probably don't want your kid on the bus with a bunch of kids who are swearing and talking about R-rated movies and stuff.
No, I mean, she gets enough of the swearing at home from me. So,
I've had this argument with people when my kids were young and the other people on the show said, well, why don't you let your kids take the bus? Because I drove them to school. Why don't you let your kids take the bus? They're going to hear that kind of talk on the bus anyhow. And I said, exactly. I don't want them to hear that talk unless I want them to hear that talk. They'll hear it from me. So that's your fear, that your kid is going to be exposed at a kindergarten age to a bunch of stuff you don't want them exposed to yet.
Yeah, exactly. It makes me a little bit nervous thinking about, you know, what she's going to hear. And then I'm a little bit nervous about the whole transfer situation. Mm-hmm. Like, so my five-year-old needs to get off the bus, find a new bus. I don't know what kind of supervision they're going to have. They haven't specified.
Well, that's troublesome for me that they haven't specified all those details yet, because it's the devil's always in the details.
Right. And so I'm not sure they have those details worked out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say they're going to have supervisors, but if they can't hire more bus drivers, will they be able to hire, you know, more paras or someone to stand in the parking lot and babysit these kids? I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If they don't have enough people to serve lunches and act as monitors for all these other things. So, well, at this point, Brett, what happens with your kids? They get picked up and taken right to St. Joe's?
Yeah, just like every other Sylvania Public School student today, my kids get picked up on our street, and mm-hmm. they ride with Sylvania St. Joe's students and St. Benedict students directly to St. Joe's.
Okay.
And in the new proposal, that would be significantly changed, which would lengthen their bus ride times. And as Nicole said, you know, some of the other things to consider. Well, when there's behavior issues on the bus, we don't have the same policies for discipline at the public and private schools. So if we're mixed with public school kids and there's a discipline issue between a public school kid and a private school kid, who mm-hmm. handles it?
Yeah.
They haven't worked out any of these details. So to put this together with less than 3 weeks to go before school starts, St. Joe starts school 3 weeks from Monday.
Wow. Well, you guys go back. Well, that's why Catholic Cool Kids are so much smarter.
Well, we like to believe that, but I think everybody starts that middle of August.
Yeah,
right?
We do. They all go back. Well, at the original plan was because they didn't have enough bus drivers, or according to the superintendent, they were going to lose a bunch of bus drivers. The thing that I saw just this morning, actually, is that three retired. They were expecting eight.
That's right.
Only three retired. They hired four new ones.
That's right.
So they're only down one.
Yeah, and we were with the superintendent this past Monday, and they had five additional bus drivers that were in training this week. So they believe that they'll have more bus drivers than they had last year, based on those numbers that you just read and the mm-hmm. five bus drivers in training. And so if they're a net plus one, two, three drivers,
right.
do we really need to sacrifice for our kids what we are legally obligated to get? And look, we're not asking for anything more than what the public school kid gets.
Yeah.
We want the exact same treatment. That's all.
And so what was her response when the numbers were crunched and she realized, oh, we are going to have more drivers than I thought we would?
Yeah, they didn't really have a great response to that. They still say they're short bus drivers based on the number of routes and mm-hmm. that they have to make some changes. And we certainly recognize, Nicole works for a transportation company, that there are CDL shortages of drivers all across the country.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that they don't have those same issues, but just because I spoke to ODE, and just because you have a shortage of drivers does not remove your obligation to provide equal treatment.
Right. Yeah. The law is the law. 7:15. We'll continue talking with Brett and Nicole here in just a minute. I'm going to dig up some Rolling Stones and play some Rolling Stones for her so that she kind of has an idea of who Mick Jagger is. And then I'm going to call her father after the show and blame him for this whole rock and roll snafu. Back, 7:22, let's call it. It's about to switch over. Brett and Nicole are in the studio with me. They're a couple of Sylvania parents whose kids go to the parochial schools, and the parochial school kids, to just put this in a nutshell, and either of you correct me if I'm wrong, are going to be taking Sylvania Public School buses, which they've always done. But the plan for this coming year, which actually starts in about 3 weeks, is to take these kids to the high schools, Northview, Southview, drop them off or make them wait on the bus for about 30 minutes, and then pick them up and then take them on to the schools. Now, the original thought was, well, we don't have enough bus drivers, but that's already been proven wrong because they have one more than they actually need. Plus, they found out in their research, the parents have, that there was double pay going on also if you're picking up parochial school kids.
Yeah, so last year on September 30th, the state of Ohio under House Bill 110 approved that parochial school kids, or non-public school kids, as they mm-hmm. refer to them at ODE, they receive double compensation. So a public school kid, they get $1,057.88 for a public school rider.
Okay.
For a non-public school rider, they get exactly double based on ODE. And I have the print report from ODE's website to validate that.
Now, other than St. Joe's, St. Benedict, and Christ the Rich King, Are there any other non-public schools, like is there a Trinity Lutheran or Emmanuel Baptist or any of those that are affected by this?
So they already have changes made to their bus years ago.
Oh, okay.
So some of them don't even have pickup at their house already.
And
they have to be driven to Southview or Northview where they board a bus, which I would contend that, you know, back then they should have fought it like we are.
Heck yeah.
Because that's not being given the same treatment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was here with you in 2019 when they tried to deem impractical to provide transportation to St. John's Jesuit, to Toledo Christian, and to Maumee Valley Country Day School.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Toledo Christian falls just inside of the border. The Ohio law calls for within 30 minutes of your home school district.
Okay.
And Toledo Christian is 29 minutes in morning traffic from the Sylvania district on a bus. So they fall just inside of it. But this has been a pattern of Sylvania that when they have issues, the first thing they go after is the non-public transportation.
Right.
And and I realize that they're making some modifications for public school kids, too. This one's a pretty great modification to put kindergarten through eighth graders with high school students.
Yeah.
And expect long bus rides for a five-year-old.
Well, yeah, and that's it. And Nicole, because your kid is just going to be going into kindergarten, you're not afraid of the kids, right? It's not about the kids.
Oh, no. The kids, there's nothing wrong with any of the kids at any of the high schools. That's right. Not it at all. It's just high school kids in general. You know, if you're at Southview, if you're at Notre Dame Academy, St. Francis,
mm-hmm.
they all just have different interests, topics of conversation.
Well, their language is completely different,
too. Completely different.
Kindergartners just soak that stuff up. Your kid's going to be coming home dropping the F-bomb.
Oh, God, I hope not. But, yeah, I mean, my daughter's like a nosy Nelly. Like, everyone is exciting to her. You know, there's all these people are new potential friends. So she'll be just staring and soaking up everything they have to say.
Yeah. So she'd be like my daughter. Hi, my name's Laura. Would you like to be my friend?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, and the other problem is, and you mentioned this in the Blade article, you know, she's a kindergartner. So she gets off the bus and she wants to go to the bathroom. Well, now she's in a gigantic high school that she's totally unfamiliar with and, you know, wandering around. Who knows? I mean, we hear about kids getting lost on airplanes all the time, and they were supposed to take care of them, you know, seat them, keep an eye on them, tag them, and all that stuff.
Yeah, I just, with the longer wait times on the busing, mm-hmm. What happens if she does have to go to the bathroom? Does she go into a high school alone, or does she go with this mystery, you know, supervisor that's a complete stranger to her or to me?
Well, and then who's watching the kids if the mystery supervisor has to take your kid into the bathroom?
And what happens if she gets on the wrong bus? So, you know, then she's what, at Christ the Rich King? And who takes her back from Christ the King to St. Joe's? Mm-hmm. No idea. How do they even know who to call? If, you know, hopefully they just call the school, but
there's an awful lot of details that apparently the Sylvania Public Schools have totally ignored. These are questions that probably should have been asked and answered by the superintendent and the school board before they ever wrote anything down. Veronica Motley is the Sylvania superintendent. If you don't like what's going on, I would suggest getting a hold of her. There's also tons of comments. If you go to Facebook, and I think you have to ask permission to be a part of the Sylvania Parents/Taxpayer Facebook page. I'm beyond thankful that I have a job that allows me to transport my children to and from school. This was an issue 4 years ago and still has yet to be rectified. And some parents can do that. And in fact, that's what I did. I was able, because of my job and because of what I worked out with the boss, to be able to take my kids to school. Not everybody can do that. And that's the question I know that people who are listening right now are going to say, why aren't you driving your own kindergartner to school when the time comes?
Well, I do have the flexibility. I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is she wants to ride the bus. She thinks it's very cool. She wants to be big girl. She wants to get on the bus like everybody else. She saw the bus, you know, even just this last year, picking up her neighbor friends. And so mm-hmm. she can't wait. And she rode the bus at Safety City and learned all the bus safety that they had to teach. So now it's, I had to tell her, like, you might not be able to ride the bus. You know, mama might be driving you. And so this is like a big deal now at our house is why can't she ride the bus? So.
Exactly. And what about your kids, Brett?
Yeah, so I have a sixth grader and an eighth grader at St. Joe's. They've been riding the bus with their classmates. Mm-hmm. You know, this affects almost 400 Catholic school kids between these three schools
we're
talking about.
Is that many that get picked up?
Wow. Yeah, so, you know, right now St. Joe's has 300-plus scheduled to ride the bus already. Mm-hmm. So it affects a lot of kids. We're not talking about 20 or 25 kids. We have full buses. We average about 40 students per bus. And so, you know, we would just like to be able to see them all ride the bus. My sixth and eighth grader really do still like to ride the bus. And I have a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old. It'll be kindergartners like Nicole's young Kate in a couple years. And I'd like them to be able to ride the bus. My wife and I could drive our kids to school also.
Mm-hmm.
But They like to ride the bus.
And here's the other thing. We're paying for this.
Exactly.
It gets down to that. I mean, for me, look, we're taxpayers. We are already paying for this service, all right, through our taxes, through our levies, through everything else that we do. We're already paying for this service. We should be able to access it the way the law says you can access it. So it doesn't even get to the point where you go, why don't you just drive your own kid? Why should I? I'm paying for it. You know, it's the same reason. Now, picking a Catholic school or a parochial school is different because you're choosing that sometimes for the discipline, sometimes for the curriculum, sometimes for religious beliefs, whatever. That's your choice. But the bus service, you're already paying for. So you should be able to access that. Are you guys having a meeting or anything? Is there any way to contact you folks?
Yeah, so I'll make my information available to you, Fred, and if you want to share it, email or telephone number, people could reach out to me. I'm also online on those Facebooks if anybody wanted to private message me. Okay. I'm happy to share with them. School board meets next Monday, the 18th, at 6 o'clock, and there should be a large group of us there. Transportation is not on the agenda next week.
It will be now.
It appears that they're going to have, they actually have to vote on these proposals.
I would think so, yeah.
But it appears they're not going to vote on that until the 8th of, I believe it's the 8th of August, which would be 1 week before our start of school, approve these routes, which would only give us a week if they continue to do this to fight in the court.
All right, well, do me a favor and put your information on the bottom of that news article, and this will get turned into a podcast, which will get posted online, and I'll include his information on that podcast. Thanks a lot for coming in, you guys. I appreciate it. Good luck with your fight.
Thank you very much.
As they say in the rap world, fight the power. Fight the powers that be.